Hannah Colter is a beautifully written novel. It tells of a time when lives were lived more simply and pleasures more basic. And it reminds us that there were times and places, and hopefully still are, when a table set with good china, laden with homemade food, and good folks gathered around it were enough. I wonder how true it is that children are as prescient as little Andy and understand that the days of their childhood when all the adults in their lives who should be there and need to be there are, but how those times cannot last. For me, the very word Thanksgiving brings to mind the same image. I am 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, and we are gathered around the table, my mother and father, my grandmother and grandfather, aunt, uncle, 2 cousins, and myself, though I'm the youngest. I don't think that as a child I had that sense that one day it would all be different. Not even when my grandmother would sometimes preface a statement by saying, "If I'm here next year." My cousin and I would make eye contact, knowing that later we'd giggle about it, saying, "Where do you suppose she thinks she's going to be?" Bratty children. Just before I started the 8th grade, my mother, father, and I moved from Westchester County, New York, to Alexandria, Virginia. It was at least 2 worlds and 3 continents away. But that first Thanksgiving and Christmas, we drove back to White Plains for both holidays. But the next year, my parents accepted an invitation from friends, and for the first time in my lifetime, we didn't go home for Thanksgiving. My grandmother had died that year, just after Christmas, and my grandfather, too, several months later. And going home for my mother was just too painful. So we went to friends for a Southern-style Thanksgiving dinner, which included rice and grits and not a mashed potato in sight. You'd think by now I'd be over it. I was miserable, visibly miserable, the way only unhappy 13-year-olds can be visibly miserable. I wanted my Thanksgivings back. I wanted my grandparents back. I wanted life to be normal. I think it takes us a lot of years to finally accept that normal, at least in this world, means life not staying the same. That's what Mary Catherine Morn is telling us in her sermon on memory when she cautions us not to dwell on an idealized version of the past. Lord knows it's tempting. It's tempting to hold on to a memory so tightly that nothing ever quite measures up to what we are sure we once had. But it's a fruitless exercise because nothing stays the same. It's not meant to. In time passing, in life changing, in years accumulating, we learn over and over again that our story is not the whole story. We are passing through. The psalmist wrote about this when he said in Psalm 90, "We are like the grass in the morning, which is renewed and flourishes. In the evening, it fades and withers." Indeed, we are a very small part of a very big world, which is why it is so important to take time and make time and mark time and pay attention to now. Teach us, the psalmist concludes, to number our days that we may gain hearts of wisdom. It is good advice, I think, to hold memories lightly, lightly enough to ensure that this day matters, this celebration counts, this time of our lives is granted full worth and our full attention. We give thanks for this day because wise hearts tell us that this day comes only once. I will confess that in the past 56 years, I have not had a Thanksgiving without mashed potatoes. And I have every hope that, again, this year I will, having just ordered 3 pounds of them, classic mashed potatoes from Whole Foods yesterday, that I will pick up Wednesday morning. Let us pray. Spirit of life and tender mercies, we do sometimes feel as blown about and vulnerable as a blade of grass, which is why we choose to gather in community. It is why we gather loved ones around us for times of joy and celebration and for the hard times of loss and of grief. We need one another for the journey. We give thanks this day for this community of faith, for simple blessings and the goodness of life. We pray in the name of that which each holds most holy. So may it be. Amen. And now let us be together in the silence of meditation.